Well, the big weekend is almost here. Grey Cup 2025. Riders and Alouettes Sunday. Good morning. It's Evan Bray on this Friday morning where we have got lots to talk about. Of course, we've got a full contingent on the ground from our radio station. Jamie and Locker doing the Green Zone. They've been there live all week, and they've got a special edition of the Green Zone tomorrow. We'll hear from Locker a little bit later on in the show. Our writer reporter, Britton Gray, is actually going to be joining us shortly. I also would love to hear your Grey Cup memories. The Riders have won 4, 66, 89, 07, and 2013. Quarterbacks Lancaster, Austin, Joseph, and Durant. Trevor Harris wants to be number 5 on that list. How are you feeling? You have some Grey Cup memories. Were you at any of those Grey Cups? A lot of you, I'm sure, were at 2013, but what about 07? What about 89? What about 66? Have you got a memory of that? I'd welcome your call just after 9 o'clock on the show. Also, with football, U of S Huskies in the Mitchell Bowl tomorrow against Queens, vying for a spot in next weekend's Vanier Cup. We'll check in with leaders from Saskatoon getting ready for that game. And another topics, another group joins the frustration on the topic of foreign land ownership, written a letter to the provincial government. We'll check in with the president of APAS a little bit later on. 2025 Canadian Food Sentiment Index is out. Sylvain Charlebois joins us to discuss what we're seeing in trends, good and bad, between Canadians and what's on their dinner table. And then, of course, everything that comes with Friday. Bugs and hugs, Belton Johnson, it's eating time. And for the last time this season, and for the first time in 12 years, green and white prognostications on a Grey Cup game coming up at 12 noon today. Let's get going with the big talker.
Let's get down to business, shall we?
Welcome. Let's begin.
The Evan Bray Show, the big talker.
You can feel the excitement, can't you? You can feel the excitement. It's a green and white day again in the province of Saskatchewan, so you will see in businesses, organizations, people walking down the street, driving in their vehicles, donning their green and white, getting ready for the 112th Grey Cup this Sunday in Winnipeg. Rider Nation is fired up. Fans from the Prairie, you can see the pilgrimage of Saskatchewan plates making their way to Manitoba. In fact, we had a couple of texters on the line yesterday, and I'm guessing we'll have a few more today. I think I can count 7 people that I know that are headed there either today or tomorrow. A couple of them actually not even going to the game. I've got a friend who's going, not even going to the game. He's just going for the celebrations, the festival, if you will, hanging out in Ryderville and being there for the excitement of the Grey Cup. I wanted to check in with one of many that we have there. I mentioned we've got Jamie and Locker there. We've got Britton Gray there, our Green Zone Rider reporter. The executive producer of this show, Libby Gray, got bumped out of the office, said, okay, no Evan Bray show this week. We're sending you to Winnipeg. She's doing some reporting there as well. So there's been lots of our staff on the ground there, mixing and mingling with everyone. But the one guy who's been assigned the duty of following the team, being at the practice and kind of getting ready, focused more on the game itself, is our writer reporter, Britton Gray. And Britton joins us by phone from Winnipeg this morning. Britton, how are you today?
Not too bad. You know, as you said, the excitement, it's really building as we get closer and closer into what many people are hoping is a historic night in Saskatchewan, right? Hoping for a 5th Grey Cup in franchise history.
Wouldn't that be huge? You were at the CFL Awards last night, correct? How was that?
It was good. And now in media, we don't get to enjoy all the glitz and glamour. They kind of put us in a room and we watch it, then go do our interviews. It's very much a work night. But congratulations to all the award winners. Obviously, Nathan Ork winning 2 awards there. Then for Saskatchewan, Logan Ferland winning the Jake Goddard Award for what he does in the community and everything he does, how great of a person he is. And we know how big of an impact he can have. And then Jamarcus Hardrick, most outstanding offensive lineman. And you could tell that one meant a lot to him because he's always been considered one of the best in the league. Now he can say he is the best in the league.
Yeah, it's good. And Nathan Rourke, you mentioned most outstanding Canadian and most outstanding player of the CFL. I was totally out to lunch on the coach award. I assumed they would announce CFL coach of the year last night, but they're not doing that until the combine, right?
Yeah, they've changed it to do it at the combine now, kind of make the CFL awards more about the players, right? It's all about the players, the coaches, they'll do it at a different time. It was kind of just the line they threw into a release when they announced the award finalists. I have to also go back and be like, when did this happen? When did this change happen? But no, it's there, and so that's why they made the decision to do so. But it was something like that. You thought they would have made more of a thing about it, right?
Yeah. Exactly. I actually trudged down to the newsroom this morning saying, how come you're not reporting on the coach of the year? I assumed it would have been last night. But anyway, we'll have to wait till March for that. So let's talk about the team. I know you've been following them closely on the practice field, talking with the players. How are they feeling?
A confidence. This doesn't feel like a group that hasn't been to the Grey Cup in 12 years. That's here for the first time. It's a business trip. They're not caught up in all the extra stuff that's going on here. And the big reason for that is the people Jeremy O'Day and Corey Mace went out and got. They got a bunch of Grey Cup champions, guys with the rings, guys who know what it takes to do it and know how to approach the game. And you can definitely feel that confidence about this team as we get closer and closer to the Grey Cup on Sunday here.
As you look at their practices and what they're doing, I mean, you've been literally following them at practices right from training camp through now to the Grey Cup week. Have you seen a transformation or change, or is that routine pretty standard?
That routine is standard, and that's exactly what Corey Mace wants. He doesn't want to approach this like it's a bigger game. You don't want to add more pressure to yourself because there's already enough pressure. It's hard to win in a pro league, and so approached as usual. They've done nothing different from what I've been able to see. They've been keeping to their routine, keep things going, and as I mentioned, it's that business-like attitude. It doesn't feel like this is a moment that will be too big for this team.
Let's talk a bit about the health of our roster, Britton. What are we seeing? Do we have any significant injuries we're worried about before Sunday?
No, not really. Keyshawn Johnson is the wide receiver we're all paying attention to. He has yet to practice this week, of course. He had over 1,000 yards, and he's one of Trevor Harris's most trusted targets on second down. It doesn't look like he'll be able to go. I really thought he needed to be at least a limited participant yesterday to have a chance. But, hey, you never know. Grey Cup week, weird things happen. It's a closed practice today, so they might get him out there for a full one. We'll wait and see what the injury report says. But he's really the only one. Outside of that, this is a very healthy team, and even Joe Robustelli, who did leave the West Final with a head injury, he came back to practice yesterday. Mm-hmm. So this is a healthy group. There's the one guy in Keyshawn Johnson we're paying attention to, but outside of that, you can expect pretty much the same team you had at that West Final.
When you talk about the health of the roster, it makes me also think about that hamstring that we've been following along with Davis Alexander. I know off the start of the week that was big news. Has that just kind of faded away now?
No, it hasn't, especially with a hamstring injury. You know, those things like to linger. In fact, he's been dealing with it all season, he said. It's something that he's had to play through all year. It's going to be interesting. The Alouettes had their closed practice yesterday, so no one could see how he was running around and stuff like that. They have an open one this morning. We'll see what the reports are and if he is able to kind of use the mobility he's been able to use throughout the season that's made him undefeated, that's really helped him get off to this historic start he's had in his young CFL career.
Britton Gray is joining us, Ryder Green Zone reporter for our Green Zone, which has been live in Winnipeg all week long. Let's just talk for a second, Britton, about these two quarterbacks. Obviously, both hungry for a Grey Cup victory. One has had a 13-0 record. He's a young fellow who's making his mark. Another one is essentially carving out potentially his legacy in the CFL. What have you seen and heard when you've talked with both of these fellas?
Yeah, it's exactly that, right? You have the young quarterback, the guy who likes to trash talk and really give it to the fans when he's out there. That's Davis Alexander. That's who he is. He has confidence in himself. And then Trevor Harris, normally not a big trash talker, though, as we saw in the West Final, kind of a little bit more brash about it this season. But just the old veteran, right? The guy who just calm, cool, collected, kind of been through everything. We'll see how he does in the Grey Cup game. Of course, he hasn't won one as a starter, and you mentioned that, carving out his legacy. This will be, if Trevor Harris can win the Grey Cup as a starting quarterback, I think that puts him into the Hall of Fame. No questions asked about that, because his name is going to be all over the CFL record books in terms of passing records. And so just that one Grey Cup, if he doesn't get it, then you maybe have more of a question if he gets in just based on his stats and longevity or not. So I think this is a big game for Trevor Harris. And as I said, business as usual, Trevor Harris's mantra and this team's mantra all season. don't flinch. And they continue to not do that. The moment never seems too big for this team.
Britton Gray is our guest, Green Zone Rider reporter. Do you think we saw the strength of a focused Trevor Harris in the last minute of that West final?
I think so. Not just a focused Trevor Harris, but one who has belief in his team. Coming into the season, he felt like he could have one of the best years of his career simply because of who was around, who they brought back. This team felt like they were close last year, brought back pretty much everyone, and you've seen those steps taken as they have continued to build that foundation. Corey Mace said they've built the culture. Even AJ Ouellette, when talking to him, he said last year they weren't quite there. This year it feels like the championship culture they wanted to build, and so we'll see if that comes to fruition. A lot of these Grey Cup champions have said this locker room feels exactly like locker rooms they've won it with before.
You know, Britton, everything we've talked about so far are kind of those big headlines that everyone talks about. You know, do we have a healthy receiving core? Is our quarterback set for the game? Talk a bit about the coach. But what has caught your eye? You've been in Winnipeg all week. You've been following this team all year. I'm sure you have such a different perspective on this game on Sunday. Is there something that you're kind of quietly keeping your eye on through this?
It's going to be how do the players who haven't been to a Grey Cup react? I know I talk a lot about the veteran experience, but there are some guys who haven't been here before. Sam Emelis, Keen Schaefer Baker, those emotional leaders, how do they respond when the game starts here? I believe in them. I believe they'll respond greatly. But the Montreal Alouettes, they have a lot of Grey Cup experience because they were just here two seasons ago. And so I want to see how they kind of perform. The special teams, of course. We've talked about the kicker all year. Brett Lawther has absolutely turned it around in recent games. But does he continue that how he's been, or does he revert back to, unfortunately, how it was earlier in the season? I think those are a couple of things we're really going to be paying attention to once the game finally kicks off.
Have you had time to do something outside of the practice? Like, have you been down to Ryderville or any of the festival stuff yet?
Haven't been able to do that quite yet. Been stuck with the awards and everything, kind of between the field and my hotel room. That's all I've been able to really get a chance to see. But, you know, I'm going to find some time, Evan.
I'm worried about you. I think your boss is working you too hard.
I completely agree. So I want to take some time, get out to the festival, and really see. Because Winnipeg, football, just like Saskatchewan, it means a lot here. I'm excited to see what's kind of festival and the parties they have going around this city.
You have to think game day is going to feel like a home game. There's got to be a predominant number of green jerseys in that stadium.
I would think so. I imagine a lot of Rider fans are making the trek, and I fully expect that. I wonder how many Bitter Bomber fans are just going to come out and try and boo the Riders just because they do not want to see the Riders raise the Grey Cup in the middle of Princess Auto Stadium here.
I think Locker's found a couple of those in his travels already. Britton, this has been a great check-in. Thanks for your coverage. It's been outstanding, and we're looking forward to listening to more of your coverage, your interviews through the weekend.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Britton Gray is our Green Zone Rider reporter. He's live in Winnipeg. We've got a full crew there. The Green Zone has been live in Winnipeg all week, getting ready for the Grey Cup game on Sunday. And not only will they have their regular scheduled show today, they're doing a special edition of the Green Zone tomorrow from 2 until 5 to get you primed up for the big game. Of course, then on Sunday, pregame show goes from 3 to 5. Game starts after that, and then they'll have the postgame show for you. So, lots of great coverage here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.